Welcome to the Accounting on Purpose podcast series. In this series, we focus on accounting not as numbers on a page, but as a language. And with any language, it's about communication and finding shared meaning. Topics include things from what is a debit and a credit, right through to how we use accounting to tell the story.
G'day, it's Justin Hogg here from RightSource. I wanted to share today something that we at RightSource are doing a little bit different in terms of sick leave. So we're not going to talk about accounting and budgeting in this video. We're actually talking about a different approach we're taking to our employees, and specifically to help with mental health. Something that I've been very passionate about is ensuring that employees take care of themselves, and it's not just about the work that they do, it's about how they are when they go home, the engagement, the enjoyment they get out of their work, and life generally. Like, if this is all about everyone's life, and you spend a lot of it at work, you want to make sure that the work environment is set up in a way that is conducive to people being healthy and being well. Now, at RightSource, we spend a lot of time working with social enterprises that are doing good for the community. And we at RightSource are very much trying to ensure that those organizations are here to do good today and do good tomorrow. And in doing that, we always want to understand the purpose they're doing and how they're trying to make society better. And at times, that allows RightSource to actually get an insight into issues that society faces, and then further to that, sometimes have an insight into what might be able to be changed to make a difference, to just push the needle back a little way in terms of making everything just that little bit better. So one of those insights is when you work with a lot of companies, and even when I've been working in companies previously, there's definitely a very clear understanding now of the importance of mental health. And indeed, there's even messages to the employees that work in those organizations that, you know, your mental health is important. You know, if you need a mental health day, take it. Have some time off, recharge, do whatever you need to do to make sure that your, not only your physical health, but your mental health is taken care of. The problem that then happens is that when you look at the leave policies these organizations have, they're still very much the generic four weeks annual leave, 2 weeks sick leave, and the processes that are around that. And especially mental health is sort of alluded to, well, take a sick day if you need a mental health day. Now, that presents a lot of barriers to people, because there still is a perception that when you're having a mental health day, well, you're not actually sick. And it's not necessarily that you're unwell on mental health day. Mental health days can be more about being proactive to make sure that you maintain your mental health, not necessarily that you're having a mental collapse. So the sick day thing doesn't really fit. Plus, also with your generic sick day provisions, there's still a requirement for sick leave certificate potentially that can be requested by your employer, especially if you're having 2 days off or more. And looking at this and looking at the problem, what we are now doing at RightSource is we're getting rid of sick days. So what does that mean? Well, effectively, we're not going to have 4 days worth, 4 weeks worth of annual leave and 2 weeks worth of sick leave for an employee. You now get 6 weeks worth of leave. There is no sick leave. If you like, it's all annual leave, but we just call it leave. It's 6 weeks worth of leave for an employee to use as is appropriate to take care of their personal life, to make sure they are physically well, make sure they are mentally well, and make sure that their life fits in with work and that there's a balance that they can achieve. Obviously, this isn't a simple process, and we've definitely gone through some advice, and there are some technicalities. So if anyone wants to find out a little bit more, feel free to shoot me a message, and I'll happily get back to you with some guidelines in terms of things you should look at. But fundamentally, it's possible to do. And I suppose this is the message. It's possible to do something different while still maintaining your legal compliance and employing people appropriately, because you still want to make sure that you're not making people worse off. In combining these 6 weeks together, what that allows us to do is to say to employees, well, if you need to have a mental health day to go to the shops, get a haircut, maybe you need to buy some clothes, clean the house, do a bit of work in the garden that you don't get done because you're managing your family, there's lots on, and you just need some time to do the things that are important to you. If you look at a mental health day as maybe getting some chores done and just having a bit of you time instead of always having your two young kids running around and just always being mayhem, and you just need a couple of hours to sit down and just let everything just settle, if your company has a sick leave policy that requires a sick leave certificate when you have a day off, that just doesn't fit right. Even if they're good about it and they're like, look, well, you don't need, like, if you're having a mental health day, you don't need to put in a sick leave certificate. It still just doesn't feel right. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to give our employees the option that, you know, if they need to take a day, just take a day. There's no need for a sick leave certificate. You've got six weeks of leave you can do through the year to take as you will, to take care of you. That's the employee side of it, and I'm sure there'll be people out there going, well, this is not a great business idea. Well, let's look at the business aspect of it as well, because I think there's some wins here as well from a business aspect. You have people, obviously, that work. They know that sick leave doesn't vest, so, like, when they leave employment, it disappears. So they take their sick leave as it comes up, as they accrue it. So once a month, they take a sick day just to make sure they've used up their sick leave. Well, by us saying, well, no, you now have 6 weeks worth of leave, and that all vests, so you keep that. If you don't use it by the time you end employment with us, it gets paid out. Well, then they won't take that sick day, which means they'll be at work working, which is what you employed them for. So they'll actually be creating value for your business. Now, I'm quite happy to pay out that sick leave balance or that extra 2 weeks worth of leave. I'm quite happy to pay that out if they're well, if they're enjoying their work and they're adding value to the business. Now, if they're not adding value to the business, that's a whole nother discussion. But it's not one that should be around sick leave. It's one that should be around working effectively as an employee. The other thing with sick leave that can often be uncomfortable is when you want to do things. So say you do have some issues you need to deal with and you want to see a psychologist. Same as if you wanted to see a physio. Sometimes putting in sick leave for a period of time in the future feels odd. Because sick leave is always about, well, I didn't know I was going to be sick, I'm sick now, so that's why I had the day off. Planning for sick leave can be frowned upon in organisations. Well, again, by saying, well, no, you just have one pool of leave to take as is fit for you. If you want to have build in a session with a psychologist or build in a session with a social worker, or you've got some family issues you want to deal with and there's someone you want to see about that, you can book that in advance. And the other thing is, you can just book it as leave. You don't have to explain what you're doing. So there's no need to explain to your employer, oh, the reason I'm booking the sick leave in advance is because I need to go see a psychologist. There isn't any of that. It's like, I'm having a day off in 2 weeks and that's it. You don't need to do anything else. That also, from an employer point of view, means that you don't have people suddenly not in work tomorrow without any notice because they want to show it as sick leave. They can plan it. They can have an open conversation with you and say, well, I need to take leave in 2 weeks to do something. And you're like, fine. That allows you to plan your resources that you're using in a much better way so that you don't have a cost to the business by a key staff member not being there and you didn't know about it until that morning when they texted you saying, can't come in. So in looking this process, we also considered whether requiring a sick leave certificate added any value. And when you actually have a look at that, requiring an employee to bring in a sick leave certificate because they had a sick day, because they were sick, doesn't really do anything from an employer point of view. If someone's gaming sick leave and they're just taking it because they want to have a sick day and they want to keep their leave going, forcing them to bring a sick leave certificate isn't that hard a hurdle. Because effectively you can go and get a sick leave from a chemist if you're not feeling well, and there's not a whole lot of effort to do it. But then if you are genuinely sick, getting to a doctor can sometimes be not that easy, so it doesn't make sense. And ultimately, if that employee isn't performing or there's issues beneath the surface that they're taking sick leave is masking, that sick leave certificate won't do anything. What will do something is actually having a deeper conversation with that employee and understanding what's going on. So for me, not needing or not requiring a sick leave certificate doesn't really expose the business, because we're all about making sure we have honest and open conversations with our employees. So that's what we're doing. We're trying to make a little bit of difference, trying to help mental health. And why I'm sharing this with you guys, I'm not doing this to make myself an employer of choice. I'm not trying to do it so I can recruit people. I'm doing this because I think it's the right thing to do. So because of that, I want everyone else there who thinks that this is a good idea to know about it so they have the opportunity to do it too. And if there's more of us doing this and working in a way to help mental health, we might just shift that needle and might just help more people be able to deal with the pressures of today. And if we make a difference in one person's life, for me, that's enough.
If you liked what you heard today, feel free to subscribe to the podcast series. And if you'd like some more information, check me out on LinkedIn. I'm happy to connect and answer any questions you might have. Otherwise, thanks for listening. It's Justin Hogg from RightSource.